You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Estimates are 250,000 people are protesting in Tel Aviv, demanding a Gaza ceasefire deal that frees the remaining hostages. At that protest, Aviva Siegel, freed in an earlier prisoner exchange.
We need all the hostages home. They're screaming. They're begging the world, please help us. Get us out of there. They're not treated like humans.
Israeli military says it recovered six bodies of hostages from Gaza. They include an American, Hirsch Goldberg Polan. One day after he was shot in the chest during a struggle with a teenage gunman in an alleged attempted robbery in San Francisco, 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is home from the hospital.
Gunfire from the suspect's gun struck both Mr. Pearsall and the subject.
Police Chief Bill Scott, the teen's under arrest. 10,000 union hotel workers went on strike today in eight cities. Higher wages a top issue. This is ABC News. A big week ahead in the race for the White House, says ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
The first ballots will be sent out in a handful of states, including North Carolina. Just last week, the North Carolina State Board of Elections voted to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name on the ballot. He had wanted it removed after he dropped out and endorsed Trump, but they said that the ballots had already been printed.
We get more data on jobs from the government this week. It's pretty much taken over, this new way to listen, and costing more, says ABC's Sherry Preston.
The Recording Industry of America says streaming now accounts for almost all the money generated by the music industry. 84% of us are getting our music from streaming services these days. Spotify, the largest platform of all, has 626 million users and a quarter billion subscribers. Just last month, Spotify raised its monthly subscription cost.
Despite being 87 and using a wheelchair, Pope Francis tomorrow begins a trip to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCL 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Look for clear skies with cooler temperatures this evening, fog likely during the overnight hours and a low of 47, sunny on Labor Day with minimal winds and a high of 75, and clear and cool on Monday night with some localized fog possible and a low of 48. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
Today is Sunday, September 1st. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. A rural Viroqua male sustained apparent non-life-threatening injuries yesterday evening in a motorcycle crash. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash occurred at approximately 6:30 in rural Viroqua in the town of Jefferson. The 21-year-old male was operating the motorcycle traveling west on County Road Y, just west of the intersection with County Road B. As he crested a hill, he saw another westbound vehicle slowing down ahead of him. While abruptly braking and reducing speed, the motorcyclist lost control, skidded across the roadway, and came to rest along the south edge of the roadway. The operator was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The motorcycle sustained severe damage. The operator's name has not yet been released. The crash remains under investigation. One of the Wausau area men accused in the beating death of Donald Mitchell in a Stevens Point parking lot has been found guilty of reckless homicide. Arlen Sangster was found guilty by reckless homicide against an elderly person, which could land him in prison for up to 46 years at sentencing on December 3rd. He was found guilty on beating Mitchell earlier this year as he and two others were rummaging through Mitchell's vehicle looking for items of value to steal after their plans to spend the night at a nearby nightclub were foiled because they couldn't find fake IDs that would get them inside. The trial was scheduled to run through Friday but wrapped up one day early. Another suspect, Brandon Bohm, did testify during this week's trial, though the judge invoked a clause in state laws that prevents his statements from being used against him in court proceedings. Bohm is scheduled to enter a plea to similar charges next week. The 25-year-old Sheboygan man convicted in a 2023 crash that killed a 4-year-old girl was sentenced to prison on Thursday. Nathan Heitzman pleaded no contest in July to homicide by vehicle use controlled substance in the death of Cordelia Cuther. Police say Heitzman, who was driving while on a suspended license, failed to stop at a stop sign and hit another car. The struck car then jumped the curb and struck the little girl, who stopped during a walk with her family to pet a dog. Heitzman was sentenced to 14 years in prison and 13 years of extended supervision. A 19-year-old inmate is dead at Green Bay Correctional Institution. The Brown County Sheriff's Office said Michael Loreno died in his cell Tuesday night. An investigation determined his death was a homicide, and Loreno's cellmate is a suspect. The 24-year-old was sentenced in 2018 to 40 years in prison for attempted homicide in Manitowoc County. In January, Loreno was sentenced to 2 years of being party to a substantial battery in Waukesha County. A proposal to bring two Milwaukee area school districts together, a special meeting of the Wauwatosa School Board on Tuesday revealed that legal research into a possible partial merger between the Wauwatosa District and Milwaukee Public Schools. The proposition has been kept private due to client attorney privilege. Declining enrollment and birth rates in both districts are the reason for the study. It comes after both a $4 million budgeting error in the Wauwatosa District and a $60 million referendum for the district on the November ballot. A financial fiasco with MPS was revealed last June. The Dane County Humane Society is getting extra funding to help take care of senior dogs. The shelter will be sharing in $1 million in grants from the Gray Muzzle Organization with 100 different groups across the country. The donations will provide for more coverage for the special care senior dogs typically need, like medication and dental work. Spokesperson Liz Bernard says she's happy to give more dogs a second chance at a good life. Algae bloom closed beaches in a popular lake. On a popular lake in southeast Wisconsin, the Walworth County Health Department has closed 6 Geneva Lake public beaches as a precaution. Blue-green algae can be harmful to humans and pets, causing ailments like stomach cramps, diarrhea, vomiting, headache, and fever. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is evaluating the situation, while the public is asked not to swim in or come in contact with the lake's water until further notice. Someone's holding a Powerball ticket from Kenosha County that's worth millions. The winning $2 million ticket from Wednesday's drawing was sold at a BP gas station in Bristol. The ticket with the Power Play multiplier activated matches 5 of 5 numbers, but not the Powerball. The ticket is the largest prize ticket at the Bristol BP station that they have ever sold, with the previous high amount being $18,000. Some disasters cannot be avoided, but by taking time to plan and prepare, their impact can be reduced. Governor Tony Evers declared September as Preparedness Month in Wisconsin to emphasize the need for individuals, families, and communities to prepare for disasters and emergencies. During the month of September, Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to prepare for keeping these four things in mind. Develop a family emergency plan. This should include what to do in the event of an emergency or disaster that forces you to remain at home for several days or you are forced to leave your home. Make sure the plan is practiced. Create an emergency supply kit. Gather key items to get through an emergency in one location, such as a first aid kit, non-perishable food, water, and flashlights. Remember to think about medical needs and don't forget to include supplies for your pets. Make sure they are in waterproof and portable containers so you can take it with you in case you need to leave your home. Review and update your insurance. Check your home and vehicle insurance policies to make sure you have adequate coverage during emergencies or disasters. Make sure you have access to your documents, whether they are in a waterproof container or accessible through the cloud. Stay informed. Know what disasters and potential risks that could happen where you live, work, or go to school. Make sure you have multiple ways to receive alerts. You can receive alerts several ways, including a trusted weather app, wireless emergency alerts, local news, or a community alert system such as Nixle or Code Red. WRCO FM 100.9 will also keep you informed. During the fall months, it is also important to take steps to migrate or mitigate the risks of potential disasters to your home. Mitigation is a way to lessen the impact of future disasters. Before the winter months arrive, consider trimming branches and cleaning your gutters of leaves and debris. Preparedness Month is recognized every September across the country as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Ready campaign. This year's theme will focus on empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities to act today to prepare for future risks and disasters. For more safety tips, visit Ready Wisconsin at readywisconsin.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to prepare for the opening of several hunting seasons this month. Hunters can once again head to Wisconsin's wild spaces as seasons open across the state. There are six dates throughout September when seasons open. Hunters are encouraged to double-check season dates and that they have acquired all necessary licenses and stamps before going out for a hunt. The DNR also reminds hunters of mobile-friendly online resources, including hunting regulations, season dates, hunting hours, and more, available on the DNR's hunting webpage. Hunters can find information on species, population levels, and hunting opportunities on the DNR's fall hunting forecasts. A list of public lands open to hunting is available during the Public Access Lands webpage. This web resource lets hunters plan their next adventure from the comfort of their home. The Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool provides hunters information on managed dove fields as well as a habitat for hunting ruffed grouse and woodcock. As Wisconsin's most popular hunting season ramps up, it's important for all hunters to do their part to keep Wisconsin a safe place to hunt by following these firearm safety rules, which spell out T-A-B-K. T, treat every firearm as if it's loaded. A, always point the muzzle in a safe direction. B, be certain of your target, what's before it and what's beyond it. And K, keep your finger outside the trigger guard until you are ready to shoot. Anyone born on or after January 1st of 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. Learn more about safe hunting in Wisconsin and register to take a hunter education course on the DNR website. And Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona will launch the 2024 Back to School Bus Tour. The week-long multi-state road trip will showcase the many ways schools, families, and communities are doubling down on accelerating student achievement and raising the bar in public education with investments and other support from the Biden-Harris administration. The Back to School Bus Tour will feature stops in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. This year's theme, Fighting for Public Education, highlights how school communities are using the investments in public education to implement evidence-based and promising the innovative strategies and accelerate academic success to support students of all ages and backgrounds. Secretary Cardona will kick off the tour in Wisconsin with stops in Green Bay and Madison, where he will uplift the tools the Biden-Harris administration has used, including accountability grants and technical assistance to accelerate academic recovery, preserve and support the native languages, and ensure high-quality public education in our underserved communities, including our rural and urban communities, for the whole child. One day, too, Secretary Cardona will continue in Wisconsin, then travel to Illinois and Indiana, where he will highlight the administration's efforts to promote the critical importance of regular student attendance in partnership with the United Way of Greater Milwaukee, expand career and technical education for adult learners, and expand access to local community colleges. He will be joined by White House Domestic Policy Advisor Neera Tanden and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Mandy Cohen for some of the stops. WRCO News Time is 5:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Today is Sunday, September 1st. Joseph Jedwin Jopa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin Jopa Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Brittany and Luke Moorer had a daughter, Violet Pauline.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradbury for WRCO. We are going to continue to have that high pressure system sitting over our area as we head into not only the rest of the weekend, but getting into the first half of this upcoming week here as well. We're looking at plenty of clear skies as we continue getting into tonight. Winds are expected to calm down as we head into tonight. That should be next to nothing as we get through our overnight hours, though fog could be developing, especially as we get into the early hours of tomorrow morning. I'm looking at about 1 a.m. to about 4 a.m. Tonight's lows were dropping down into the mid to upper 40s, so it is going to be a bit cooler. Heading into Labor Day for Monday, we are looking at sunny skies and minimal winds. Highs expected to be low to mid 70s. Getting into Monday night, we are going to be looking at clear skies and cool conditions once again. Some localized fog could be possible. We're looking at, once again, lows dropping into the mid to upper 40s. For our Tuesday, another day of sunshine and mild conditions can be expected. Highs are expected to be hitting a slight bit warmer in the mid to upper 70s. Getting into Wednesday, we're going to have a gradual increase in clouds with warmer temperatures. We're looking at highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Thursday, we are going to have more clouds than sunshine. We do have a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms possible by the late afternoon in the area. But once again, highs are expected to be mostly in the upper 70s to low 80s. Getting into our Friday, we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day with a few lingering showers in the morning. And then another round of rain is expected later on in the day. We're looking at highs going to be a little bit cooler though, only hitting the upper 60s to low 70s. And then getting into the upcoming weekend here on Saturday, we're going to have a few morning showers possible, and then we're going to be expecting partly cloudy skies for the rest of the day. It's also going to be feeling a little bit cooler as well. Highs only hitting the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 73 degrees after a high of 76 and a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was 88 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 98 degrees with a record low of 36 that was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 49. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:37. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:26. The winds are out of the northeast at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.15. Our relative humidity is at 40%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices.
customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
The Hometown League Final Four tournament action took place this afternoon, and we have one score from that tournament to pass along. Evansville beat Sun Prairie by a score of 6-2, and we are yet to receive a score from the Sauk Prairie-Verona game, and if we don't have that score before the 6 o'clock hour, I'll pass it along if we do get it in. If not, then Filney will mention that score tomorrow morning during his sportscast. Santiago Espinal drove in Reese Hines with an infield single in the 11th inning, and the Cincinnati Reds stopped Milwaukee's 5-game winning streak with a 4-3 victory over the Brewers. Hines began the inning on second as the designated runner. He advanced on Will Benson's ground out, and Reds manager David Bell sent Espinal up to hit for Noel V. Marti. Espinal hit a grounder back up the middle that went off reliever Bryce Wilson, and Hines scored without a throw. Chicago had lost 8 of 10 games. And the Milwaukee Brewers, they'll be back in action tomorrow during the Labor Day, and they'll be taking on the Cardinals. They open a 3-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals, a very important series, and that'll be in AmFam Field. And the first pitch from AmFam Field will be at 1:10. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:30. Royce Lewis hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 8th inning, and the Minnesota Twins rallied to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-3 today. Bailey Ober started and pitched 6 solid innings, and Johan Duran earned his 20th save for Minnesota, which is 3.5 games behind the AL Central leading Cleveland Guardians. Ernie Clement homered for Toronto, which lost for the 4th time in 6 games. Sean Manaeus pitched 2 hit ball over 7 innings. Francisco Lindor belted his 29th home run, and the New York Mets beat Chicago 2-0 to hand the White Sox their franchise record 107th loss. Chicago broke the club mark for losses set by the 1970 team. The White Sox also completed the first 0-10 homestand in franchise history. Lindor gave New York a 1-0 lead when he connected leading off of the 4th against Garrett Crochet. Starling Marte drove in an RBI double off of the center field wall against Justin Anderson in the 9th, and the Mets squeezed out their 4th straight win and 9th in 13 games to finish on a 7-3 trip. Other games going on in the majors, we got finals on, include the Cubs beat the Nationals 14-1. It was the Cardinals over the Yankees 14-7. The Padres beat the Rays 4-3. The Guardians defeated the Pirates 6-1. It was the Detroit Tigers over the Boston Red Sox 4-1. The Astros beat the Royals 7-2. The Rangers were victorious over the Athletics by a score of 6-4. And the Orioles defeated the Rockies by a score of 6-1. Games currently going on include the Marlins against the Giants, and the Marlins and Marlins are leading the Giants by a score of 7-5 in the bottom of the 8th inning. In the top of the 8th inning, it's the Mariners trailing the Angels by a score of 3-2. And going into the top of the 8th, the Arizona Diamondbacks are leading the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 12-3. Tonight's Sunday night baseball game is the Phillies hosting the Braves. Milwaukee's newest player was born to be a Brewer. The Brewers recalled outfielder Brewer Hicklin from AAA Nashville before their 11-inning loss to the Cincinnati Reds. This marks the first time in franchise history that the Brewers roster has included a player named Brewer. Hicklin told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in spring training that the Brewers was his great-great-grandmother's maiden name. Hicklin battled fifth and started in right field in his first major league appearance since 2022. That should be he batted fifth and started in right field in his first major league appearance since 2022. He went 0-for-2. Darren Baker spent much of his childhood around baseball. Today was the first time he woke up knowing he was a major leaguer. The second baseman, the son of two-time All-Star and longtime manager Dusty Baker, was one of the Washington Nationals roster additions when he had his contract selected from AAA Rochester. Baker's first two calls were to his parents, who arrived in Washington from the West Coast early this morning and arrived in time for the Nationals series finale against the Chicago Cubs. Baker was not in the lineup. Helmet communication has come to a major college football with one player, the quarterback on offense, typically the on-field play caller on defense. Being able to hear voice instructions from the sideline until 15 seconds remain on the play clock. It's a new option for this season after being experimented with for bowl games a year ago, and in theory it will replace signs being sent in from the sideline through the hand signals. In week one, the returns were mixed, with many liking the new toy and others frustrated with any bugs in the system. Paralympics organizers say triathlon competitors in Paris scheduled for today have been postponed because of concerns about water quality in the Seine River after heavy rainfalls. The 11 triathlon events are now scheduled for Monday, if upcoming water testing allows. Rainstorms hit the French capital on Friday and yesterday. Heavy rains caused wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, leading to a rise in bacterial levels, including E. coli. This disruption is another hiccup for the city's efforts to clean up the river for future public swimming, one of Paris's most ambitious promises ahead of hosting the Olympics and Paralympics this summer. And the recent same-day deaths of two young football players have rekindled a debate about the sport's safety risks. Ryan Craddock's 13-year-old son, Cohen, died last month in West Virginia from a brain injury he received while making a tackle during middle school football practice. Craddock says he doesn't want to do away with football, but he and others say there are concrete actions that could be taken to better protect young players. He's going to recommend that players at Madison Middle School start wearing guardians caps over their helmets. At least one medical professional who specializes in football injuries is recommending that kids not play tackle football before the age of 14. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
100.9 WRCO.
Supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro, but I gotta
for two night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night, when you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love ain't. Sad song, it was written just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't. Love ain't. You on a sidewalk in your new dress all alone. Love ain't. You calling me 'cause he ain't picking up his phone. The way you're talking sounds like he's somebody you should hate. I mean, I know.
Starts to cry, and in his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gotta go. She knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out.
Freedom's your best friend. Brothers of
That's Mrs. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, with Wild One. Should be Mrs. Tim Thede, but anyways. I know, I like Shania, too. I always say Mrs. Tim Thede for Shania, too. But I guess, you know, one could only hope. But no, it's pretty slim to none that that would actually happen. But anyways, 5:48 on this Sunday evening. Yes, our day two of the Labor Day weekend is almost to a close, and we're getting close to the third day of the Labor Day weekend. Be sure you get out and enjoy, everybody. That weather's just beautiful out there. 72 degrees we're at now, which isn't too bad. We're supposed to get down to a low of 47 tonight, so it's going to be a little chilly, but nice time to give your air conditioner a rest. Maybe you didn't even have to use that today, as nice as it was outside. So hopefully you enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a safe Labor Day weekend. And coming up shortly, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some classic country music that I know you're going to love, especially if you love classic country music. So be sure to tune in to Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9. You can also listen on WRCO.com, or you can even listen on the Civic Media app.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale. Get ready for a week of fun, excitement, and endless entertainment at the Richland County Fair, running September 4th through the 8th. From thrilling rides at Mr. Ed's Magical Midway to mouthwatering fair foods, there's something for everyone. Check out the grandstand events like the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers on Friday night and an unforgettable concert by Ashley Ryan on Saturday. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day of exhibits, livestock shows, and contests. And don't miss out on the Children's Day Saturday with tons of activities just for kids, including the pedal pole and a little British showmanship contest. Daily gate prices are affordable at just $10 for adults and $5 for kids, with special discounts for seniors, military, and first responders on Saturday. Plus, enjoy half-off gate prices on Sunday. Don't miss the Richland County Fair, September 4th through the 8th. For more information, call 608-647-6859. The Richland County Fair.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
WRCO 100.9.
There's no need to hide anything, baby, just know what to bring.
stay. Cause baby, I sure ain't no saint. I swear I'm in for the long haul. It doesn't matter how far. I love you just how you are.
Vince Gill again. Oh, not Vince Gill again. That was, once again, Vince Gill. Played Vince Gill a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours ago I played him, but nope, another good one by Vince Gill called Shoot Straight From Your Heart. Yeah, that would be weird. Vince Gilligan's Island. No, Vince Gill with another great one on WRCO 100.9 FM. Well, see how that went. It's time for me to wrap things up and call it an evening. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day and your evening. For me, after I get my tongue untied, I'll be back again tomorrow with some more great music on Labor Day. Yes, all of us are having a little shorter shifts so we can enjoy at least most of the Labor Day tomorrow. So I'll be on after Bo Hendricks tomorrow. I'll be on at 2 o'clock and I'll be on till 6. So be sure to tune in then for some great country music. And I hope each and every one of you stay safe and be sure to listen to Old Country coming up from 6 until midnight tonight. And then during the overnight hours, we're going to have some more great music for your entertainment. And then tomorrow morning, Phil Neal will be on at 5 o'clock, and he'll be on with the Light in the Milk House show, the Labor Day edition, and he'll be on until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then Bo will be tagging in at 10, and then me at 2. All right, taking you up to the top of the hour, and Old Country is Colin Ray with I Want You Bad, and That Ain't Good. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Please stay safe.